What is up, you guys? It's Kayla Ray, and today I'm going to be talking about lying, but not just lying in any old way. I mean, specifically lying for your best friend or with, you know, like, I know me and my best friend do it out the ass, and I just want to know, we can't be the only people that do it. Like, I think that we all fucking do it for our best friends, and we just act like we don't. Like, we joke about it, but no one's really honest with how much they lie for their best friend. So today, we're going to address that because I had this thing happen with my best friend, Sky. Oh, my God. God bless her soul. Jesus. Okay, so this is actually the whole reason we're discussing this today is because this happened, and I never let her live it down because it's really fucking funny. And I act like I'm all pissed off about it, but she knows I'm not. Not even a little bit, because it's too funny. So, from the start, I feel like I should really let it be known that I fucking hate lies. Like, don't lie to me. If you're my best friend, or if we're even close friends, do not fucking lie to me. I'll throat punch you. Nothing gets you a straight shot to the fucking trachea faster than lying to me, you know? But, I do have an exception because I know, like, there's different levels of friendship. Like, if I'm, like, low on the totem pole and I know, like, we aren't that close, I'm not gonna give a shit if you lie to me, because chances are I'll fucking lie to you about something like that. But I know we all make exceptions for our best friends, and none of us openly talk about it. Well, today we're going to fucking talk about it, because this happened with me and Sky. So, I have a best friend, Chase, and I fucking love Chase. Like, I love Chase. He, in my eyes, he hung the fucking moon and stars. Like, that is my homie. He's thebomb.com. And before he came over to our house, Sky was like, you know, he's going to ask you about bop, bop, bop. And I'm like, I know. And she's like, are you going to tell him the truth? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to lie to Chase. We're super close. And, you know, I don't want him lying to me, and I don't want to lie to him, but we'll see. Well, Chase comes over, and we're like sitting in a triangle. Like, I'm to Chase's right, and Sky's to Chase's left. And she's directly across from me. Like, it's almost a perfect triangle. And, He asked me the question that we knew he was going to ask. And as soon as he asked it, I was like, no, that didn't happen. And have you ever lied so bad, like on purpose? Like, you're like, please God, catch me in this lie so I can tell you the truth, because I don't want to have to lie to you. That's not what our friendship is like. And I just want you to rat me out and be like, bitch, you know I can tell you lying, right? And I'm going to be like, yas, now let me tell you the truth. Like, that's how it was. Like, I was lying so bad on purpose. And I was like, no, that didn't happen. And as soon as I say that, he fucking looks at Sky. And I'm sitting here thinking, don't you fucking look at her. Don't you come back to me. Come back. Bring your eyes back here. But it was too late, because if I could use, like, noises to describe the way her face looked, it'd be something like, yeah, she's lying. Like, you could just see it in her face. Like, her eyebrows told the story. Like, don't you fucking listen to that bitch. She's lying to your ass. I know what happened. You know, like, and in that moment, I've never felt so betrayed by a look. Like, it was like, fix your face, damn it. But the damage was done. There was no going back. And he looked at me and he's like, you're lying. And I'm like, damn it, Sky. And he's like, her face told me. Her response was, why'd he have to look at me? And this next comment that follows up is really why we're even having this discussion today. Because right after she said that, she was like, I could just tell you were just lying so badly. And I was like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? That doesn't matter. You say that like it matters, bitch. Okay, so for starters, do better. Secondly, if we are lying to Deborah, which is Sky's mother, let's say that we're going to do two different scenarios. Let's say I walk in and you're like, don't lie. Mom wants to know if I took her car yesterday. First of all, red flag. You told me not to fucking lie. Third of all, I fucking know you took her car because, bitch, I was in the passenger seat. But I'm gonna instantly lie and be like, no, you were with me. And I was like, we went and watched The Hobbit. Like, I'm gonna have something believable, okay? And I'm gonna pick a movie we've both seen before. And then, let's say second scenario, I know we're lying to Deborah. And you fucking snuck out. You snuck out. I know you snuck out. And I know we're going to lie to Deborah about the fact that you snuck out. Now, all of this is just fake because Skye's grown and has her own place. But I'm, you know, I'm making a point, you know, by now. It's just, there's a point to be made. And so I was like, let's say that you told Deborah that you were in all night and she thinks you snuck out. I'm going to walk in not knowing that we're not still lying to Deborah. I'm going to think we're still lying to Deborah. So when I walk in, she's like, so I heard Skye snuck out last night. I'm going to be like, what? She told me she was on Google, like Googling fucking random ass shit, like geese that get testicular cancer for 3 hours. It all started with researching Pokemon and somehow she ended on ball cancer for geese. I don't even know if geese have balls, but anyway, I feel like they do. And then she told me that she watched everybody's Snap story and that took about 30 minutes. And then she creeped a bitch on Instagram for another 2 hours and then she went to sleep. I'm going to make it so believable that you are going to have to retell me the truth. And you could even be like, Kayla, I already told her the truth. And I'm be like, what the fuck do you mean you told her the truth? So you told her you Googled testicular cancer on geese? Because that's what you fucking told me. I'm going to make you look like a dick for trying to bust me out for lying for you. I'm going to be like, no, bitch, you're going to have to retell me the truth in front of Deborah. I'm going to make Deborah feel like we're in on this together. Like, Deborah, did she lie to you too? The audacity. You know, like, knowing my ass, when she's like, did she sneak out? I instantly have flashbacks and be like, psh, yas, bitch, we were in there together. But she ain't going to know that. She ain't gonna know. Just like if Deborah asked me, did she go out partying last night? I'm gonna be like, psh, when do we have time to party? With all the shit we fit into one day, knowing my ass was with you at the bar being like, drink, bitch, as we take another shot of Jaeger. Deborah's not gonna know that. That's how well I'm gonna lie for you. I need the same in return. I need you to fucking strap up your boots, get your game face on, and fucking work, bitch. Put in work. Jesus. God. I'm just like, when she told me you were lying so badly, make up for it. Pick up my slack. Fix it. Jesus. Oh my God. But in Skye's defense, like, she knew I was going to tell Chase the truth. And so she kind of busted me out. And like, I was never genuinely mad at her for it because it's just funny. Like, it's just a fucking funny story, but I just needed it to prove a point. Like, no, bitch, you're supposed to be a ride or die. Preferably riding, okay? And sometimes you're going to have to drive us over the finish line, all right? It's a tag team effort. When you see me slacking, you pick up my slack. Like, if I was lying that bad, you need to be like, look, Chase, I know it seems like she's lying, but I was there and that didn't fucking happen. You know, this is what happened. And you make up another fucking story. That's what I need. That's what I need from you. Okay? Oh, God. Raising my blood pressure. But no, I know we can't be the only two people in the world that are like that with each other. Like, I know there's way more best friends out there that they just lie their asses off for their best friend. And I think, like, we joke about it, but none of us are ever super honest about how much we lie for our best friends. And I don't do it for anybody else. Like, I don't give a motherfuck if you get caught. Now, unless it's like my sisters or my brother, like, I'd lie for them because they got too much shit on me. Like, it's not even because I love them. It's because, like, damn it. I really gotta lie for you. Otherwise, you're gonna tell mom and dad that I dropped acid a week ago in the basement, you know? Like, yeah, I can't not lie. Like, we're all in this together. We have too much shit on each other. And so, by default, it doesn't matter what mom and dad ask me. If it's like, did you know that your brother snuck out and raced 3 cops? Even though I know, like, I don't even have to know. I don't even have to know he did it. I'm gonna be like, no, that didn't happen. Cody was with me that night because we went and watched fucking Star Wars and we laughed about Queen Amidala. Like, I'm a fucking make up some shit only because I have to. Now, with my best friend, it's like, somehow shit's gonna backfire on me and your parents are gonna get mad at me if I don't cover your ass. So, like, we gotta carry each other through this shit, man. Like, one of us has to care enough. And so, like, I don't... As a brother and sister, it's like, you have to. And best friends, it's like, you choose to. Because, not because you have to for yourself, necessarily, but you have to for them. Like, you gotta cover their ass, because... Damn it, they are sloppy at life. Like, but I just want to hear your stories. I want to read this shit because, you know, I want to hear all the funny things you've had to lie for your best friend about. Or even if you had that shitty best friend that ratted you out on accident, because they just need to work harder. They need to do better and try again, you know? But either way, I want to read about it. So you can email it to me at remembertosmile@outlook.com. That's all spelled out. No numbers. One time I was like, no letters. And then I was like, what the fuck am I talking about? Remember to smile. No letters. What the fuck? That's just an at sign. And only the circle around the at, because the middle of the at is an A. You know? So I kind of fucked that up, but I was too committed. But yeah. Remember to smile at outlook.com. Email those to me, and I would love to fucking read them and share them with Sky and probably read some of them on here. But, I don't know. Love your best friend, because sometimes they're the only family you got, you know? Y'all have a fantastic fucking week, and, let's just try and make as many memories as possible while we have time on this earth. Peace.